I think they liked him. That was Keith Jarrett, recording at the Deerhead Inn in Philadelphia in 1992. That last track was called The Old Country, and that was the is the title of the album that has just been released on ECM. One of those historical moments that recorded along with Gary Peacock on bass and Paul Motion on drums, the only time that trio performed at the very famous Deerhead Inn in Philadelphia, a very small, intimate venue that's been around for a long, long time. That's my historical segment for today, and it's just gone on the beginning of our third hour here, and as we're hitting the noontime moment, and as I frequently do around this time, I'm going to give you a chance to find out what exactly you're listening to.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 MHz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4, CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Victoria King speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Thank you, Victoria. Yes, I hope you will all do that. And the program that you're listening to in all of that is Voyage. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 here live on Wednesdays. Streamed live at ckuw.ca and archived there as well. So it's this little station that is greater than the sum of the parts, as the saying goes. And it's interesting. I was talking to our station manager, Rob Schmidt, just a few minutes ago and commenting that every February, I sort of say, well, this will certainly be the last fund drive that I do here. At least I imagine it will be. Will I still be around next year? Well, then the next year I say the same thing again. I think I've been saying that for about 10 years now. I'm not going to say it anymore. What I will say is that February is coming, and so is Fun Drive. So get ready to help keep this little station going for another year. And you'll hear lots more about that in the weeks to come. It's not coming for a while, but in 2 or 3 weeks, you're going to hear a lot about Fun Drive. And now, moving on from my historical segment, to drummer and composer Matt Wilson, who celebrated his 60th birthday by releasing an album called Good Trouble. And the background of that title is that the album pays tribute to the late civil rights icon John Lewis, who, standing on the bridge in Selma, Alabama, 55 years to the day after he was nearly killed while marching there for civil rights, Congressman John Lewis urged the crowd to, quote, speak up, speak out, get in the way, get in good trouble, necessary trouble, and help redeem the soul of America, end quote. Ah, yes, there's a quote for you. And along with drummer Matt Wilson, he has saxophonist Tia Fuller and Jeff Lederer, pianist Don Clement, and bassist Ben Allison. From Good Trouble, I'm going to play three tracks. The first track is called Fireplace, second Albert's Alley, and then Walk with the Wind. Here is drummer Matt Wilson urging us all to make good trouble.
Thank you. Thank you.
Matt Wilson from his album called Good Trouble, a quote by the great civil rights activist John Lewis, who urged all Americans specifically, but maybe all of us, to get involved, make good trouble when things are not right, and try and work to help the soul of, in his case, America, in anybody's case, the whole world. Interesting album. And that last track, which sounded very sort of psalm-like almost, was called Walk with the Wind. And it was a variation on the title of John Lewis's own autobiography called Walking with the Wind, A Memoir of the Movement. And the now sadly departed John Lewis was a great voice in the American struggle to do away with racism and other persecutions of minorities. And Matt Wilson's album is a tribute to him. Interesting stuff. And time is marching on. It's 12:24 Central Time. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. I'm Keith Black. And this next artist is from Winnipeg. Pianist Bryn Roberts has now, as I mentioned at the beginning, is sort of a citizen of the world now. He's performed all over the place, but that he is he has recorded last year an album called Aloft, trio album, it was sort of called international in that bass player Matt Penman is originally from New Zealand, and drummer Quincy Davis is an American. The name sounds familiar to you probably because he was on the faculty at U of M jazz program for a long time. And Bryn obviously had contacts with him at that point. So he has been predominantly, Bryn Roberts, that is, has been predominantly working as a sideman in other organizations. But this new album called Aloft gives him a chance to shine on his own. And with a couple of great partners, with Matt Penman on bass, Quincy Davis on drums, I'm going to play a couple of tracks from Aloft. The first one is called Let's Agree That You Agree With Me. That would be nice. And the second one is called Steen's Scene. Here is some terrific jazz trio work with Winnipegger Bryn Roberts. Thank you. Winnipegger pianist Bryn Roberts with a couple of tracks from his latest album called Aloft, and some very nice playing there. This is the sort of classic piano jazz trio arrangement, and Bryn is more than capable of keeping up his part in that configuration, and it's nice to have him still involved in a local way, even though he is around and about in the jazz world, shall we say. Well, it's getting close to the end of the show today. It seems to have gone very quickly. It's 20 to 1. I'm going to take us out with saxophonist Chris Potter from his great album from last year called Eagle's Point. And it has without demeaning anybody else, it's got the A-team as a backup here. Chris Potter plays tenor and sopranos and bass clarinet. He has here Brad Meldow on piano, John Patitucci on bass, and Brian Blade on drums. That's quite an amazing lineup here. And the music is just great. Potter is certainly in the top echelon of contemporary jazz saxophonists, and his career has been nothing but a steady rise in his inventiveness, his creativity, and his work with many other people. So I'm going to take us out with some tracks from that album. It'll take us to the end of our show today. I want to thank you for tuning in. My name is Keith Black, and as always, I think it is a privilege to be able to share my music with you once a week, and I'll be back next week to do it again with a couple of new albums sitting next to my computer at home, just itching to be played on air, and I will be sampling them next week for sure, along with some older stuff, of course. Thanks. Stay warm. It's an interesting flip-flop in weather these days. It gets very cold and then not so cold, and it's what it is. If you can get out in it, if you can dress warmly for it, don't let it hold you back. Thanks again for tuning in today. Hope you'll try it again next week, and I'll hopefully see you then, metaphorically speaking. Here's Chris Potter from Eagle's Point. Bye for now. Thank you.
Thank you.